Now, a moment to remember, the creator of Nickelodeon's SpongeBob SquarePants, Stephen Hillenburg, died yesterday of ALS at age 57. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this look at his work.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
You could have watched SpongeBob SquarePants as a kid from your living room during snack time, or from your dorm room with the munchies.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants is loud, innocent, and excited about life, but he also feels the pressures of adulthood, holding down a job, learning how to drive.
Okay, now, what do you do next?
Floor it?
Yes. No! Don't floor it!
Okay, floor it!
No!
Stephen Hillenburg created SpongeBob after teaching marine biology in California. Then he attended the California Institute of the Arts. In a Nickelodeon promo video, he said he was encouraged when another writer saw some comics he'd made about the actual underwater world.
It's basically to teach about tide pools. It was that moment where I said, maybe I should pursue this. You know,
Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2004 what shooting the pilot was like.
Steve Hillenburg actually brought a tank of helium into the studio, and all of us voice actors just
suck on it.
And it was just, that was the pilot. So I said, boy, if this thing goes, we are going to have a lot of fun.
After Hillenburg announced he had ALS, he received a Creative Arts Emmy for his contribution and impact in animation. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
SpongeBob!